Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a tremendous Monday. And if you did not, I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. I'm not a miracle worker. I cannot change anything that has taken place over the last 48 plus hours. But I can tell you for the next 4 hours, I'm going to be here and I'm going to have a good time. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big thank you and shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live in New York City. And we've had a busy weekend, and we will continue to have a busy night. First of all, a few things that you need to know. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. What has taken place over the past 48 hours, over the past weekend, since I sat here with you on Friday, the Philadelphia 76ers, they choke again. The Boston Celtics will be moving on. They're going to take on the Miami Heat. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, that will start on Wednesday. We already got another coach who's been fired. Monty Williams is no longer leading the way for the Phoenix Suns. It's been reported that they want to move away from old man Chris Paul, who can never finish a season. Ja Morant, what else is new? I guess waving a gun around on Instagram Live. I guess he didn't learn his lesson the first time. We'll talk about that guy. It's wild stuff. If you want to think about some positive news, Jalen Hurts got a master's degree. Head coach Todd Bowles, he may not be a great coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He also got a degree. Matt Ryan is advancing to CBS. He's going to be on TV. He says, I ain't quitting, though. I'm not retiring. The Oakland Athletics are buying land and ready to go to Vegas. Los Angeles and Denver, we got that coming in a couple of – well, matter of fact, we got that coming tomorrow night. We got the NBA draft lottery tomorrow night. Victor Wembanyama. Who's going to pick number one? We will find that out tomorrow. And damn it, for all my NHL fans out there, we got a game seven going on right now. The Kraken, the Stars. Well, Dallas currently leads 1-0. They just got started in the third period. Let's see how that rolls. Before we do anything, let's roll to a simple question here from our super producer, Dave Shepard. Hey, Dave, how are you? Doing okay?
Sarah, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. And by the way, if anybody ever asks about the captain of this ship, and that is obviously JR, I will never answer the way James Harden answered for Doc Rivers. Let me just put that out there. How are you, JR?
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? I just wanted to know how you doing. I'm like, what?
Well,
like,
I mean,
what? I just want to know how you were doing.
I mean, we thought James Harden was bad in game seven. I mean, wait till you hear this guy's post-game, JR.
Oh, okay. Did James Harden say something stupid?
He just doesn't do himself any favors in any venue, any walk of life. And that's James Harden for you. When the lights are brightest, he finds a way to shrink. What else is new?
Oh, well, he's not alone there. And I was able to check in on this game yesterday, the one that you just mentioned between the Celtics and the Sixers. Let's keep this in mind, folks. The Philadelphia 76ers led this series 3-2. They led 3-2. They had two opportunities and two chances to close them out, and they could not do it in game six. Tatum stunk until Tatum got hot. And then yesterday, Jason Tatum really got hot to the tune of 51 points. He now has a game seven record. He just beat the 50 that Steph Curry scored a couple of weeks ago against the Kings, and Tatum went off. He went nuts. He went stupid. He went crazy, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's what Jason Tatum did. The game was close in the first half, and then by the time they got to the third, he absolutely lost his mind. 25 points in the first half, and then Jason Tatum said, hey, here, I'm going to give you 17 points in the third. He went off. And a matter of fact, Jason Tatum, after the game, he said, oh, yeah, the way that I played earlier in the series, last game, I was happy to go out there and kind of switch things up on everybody.
Coming off last game, you know, obviously finished strong, but not starting off, you know, the way I wanted. And especially with our season being on the line last game, I was just excited to we had another opportunity today as a team and, you know, for myself just to kind of bounce back.
Yeah, everybody wants to bounce back. They bounced back. They were down 3-2. They bounced themselves right back into the Eastern Conference Finals. Not too shabby, not too bad. Joe Mazzulla, who probably would have gotten the boot if things didn't work out here. Joe Mazzulla said, I'm glad I got to stay level-headed, and I'm very happy that we did okay, and I'm very happy. Listen to this guy.
One game, one play can change the course of a series, can change the course of a couple games. And so he did it personally, and our team did it to where we just handled the ebbs and flows of a series, never got too emotionally high or too emotionally low. We had tough, you know, rough patches, but we were able to keep, you know, our emotional togetherness intact, which I think is important during the playoffs.
Hey, Shep, did I nail the cadence of how he speaks? Did I nail the cadence okay?
No, you got too much enthusiasm.
Oh, okay. I got it down. I got to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, even you trying to do an impersonation is too much charisma, even if you're trying to do Joe Mazzulla. It just doesn't work.
No. It doesn't matter as long as he's winning games. He's been able to turn things around and win games. I don't know if he has fully won the confidence of Celtic fans out in Boston, but they advance. They move on. They're going to take on the Heat. Somebody else who contributed, yeah, he still exists. People forget about him at times. It's Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown picked up 25 points. Easy to be overshadowed when Tatum is just dropping 51. Jaylen Brown said, you know what? It wasn't so much about the offense and the 51 points or my 25 points. It's the fact that we held the Sixers to 88 points. Embarrassing. Listen to this.
I'm getting stops. I think just playing defense, you know, putting pressure on them by playing great defense. And then just Jason Tatum, JT just got it going and get out of that man's way. He just got it rolling. And there's nothing they could do to stop. They started trying to double team him and then just gave open looks to other guys. And when JT's playing like that, like, we're going to be extremely hard to beat. But way to step up. Great performance by Jason. I think everybody should go buy some of them new JTs that he just dropped. For sure. Nah, he did his thing tonight.
Oh, Jason Tatum got Nikes? Shep, did you know that? I didn't know that. He has shoes.
I didn't know that. Someone may not have shoes soon, but I didn't know that about Jason Tatum. Obviously, you know what I'm referring to there.
Yeah, Ja Morant. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Jason Tatum, does he have he's a Jordan. Oh, his Jordans aren't too bad looking. I'm not going to buy a pair. They're pretty nice. Good for him. Jason Tatum is an exciting player. He's a fun dude to watch. And, they're nice shoes. I ain't buying a pair. Congratulations to the Boston Celtics. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about them and the Miami Heat. I said this, I believe, on Friday. And it's very simple, not difficult for me to say. I like the Celtics to go back to the NBA Finals. I'm going to dive deeper into it as we get into tomorrow night. But I like the Celtics. The Celtics have the most dynamic player in the series, the guy who just scored 51 points yesterday afternoon. And happy belated Mother's Day. Is that appropriate to say?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't care. I'd say what I want. Happy belated Mother's Day to all of the mothers anyway. But, yeah, Jason and his mom was there too. Jason Tatum's mom, she was there, which was nice. Good for him. Nice Mother's Day present. And Joel Embiid. Not a nice Mother's Day present. She had to settle for hers when he won the MVP. But then the 76ers, they just stunk, man. I want to say that they quit. They gave up in that third quarter. There were times that Joel Embiid was in front of Jason Tatum. And Joel Embiid, I get it. Jason Tatum is 6'8", he's 6'9", Embiid is about 7 feet, maybe 7'1", big heavy dude. He won't stay in front of him, but Joel Embiid would just kind of wave an arm and just let him shoot. He looked defeated. This is the MVP we're talking about last night, or yesterday afternoon. Joel Embiid gave you 15 points on 5 of 18 shooting. James Harden, everybody's favorite punching bag, and with good reason, only finished with 9 points on 3 of 11 shooting. James Harden is cooked, folks. Like, he's cooked. I don't care if he's dropping 45 points and then he's coming, he's got 37. He's cooked. A broken clock is right twice a day, or I think that's what they say. But James Harden, he's just broken. He can put up a nice game here or there, but, man, he's cooked. There was even this report today about, oh, James Harden is hell-bent on going back to Houston. Does Houston want this guy? I know the Rocket fans in Houston, Texas, don't want this man. I got people calling me from Houston saying, we don't want James Harden back here. He can spend all the time he wants in the offseason. He can do what he wants. He don't need to be on a basketball team. Not the way he played yesterday. And so the Sixers, they choke. In that third quarter where they were outscored, they basically quit. 33-10. Doc Rivers looked like he was about to explode and pop. Joel Embiid, he talked about how we all have to do better as a team. I do. James Harden does. The whole squad. Everybody. This is what Joel Embiid said.
We got the chance to win, but, you know, it's going to take, you know, more than us. We all got to look at ourselves. I got to be better, and I will be better. That's what I'm focused on. You know, all of us, we got to, you know, come back and find ways to just keep improving and, you know, help the team. You can't win alone. I can't win alone. Me and James, we just can't win alone. You know, that's why basketball is played 5-on-5. So, you know, we just need everybody to just, you know, try to keep finding ways to get better. And, you know, we'll be fine.
I like the full quote. There are a lot of people who had a field day with a portion of what he said. James and I can't win. That's why basketball is 5-on-5. It's like, you got to take his words out of context. He basically said, I need to do better. And God knows we don't know what's going on with James Harden. But, yeah, he needs to do better. Probably won't be with the Sixers, or maybe it will be. Joel Embiid said he'd like to have him back. I don't know for what. Joel Embiid didn't stop there. He evoked Giannis Antetokounmpo. Joel Embiid says the loss was not a failure. They didn't fail. Listen to this.
For me, I just look at it, you know, it's a good step. Like someone said, was not a failure, you know, steps to success. But yeah, you just gotta, no, it's tough.
What? And of course he was evoking the words of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Since when did having a goal and not reaching it not be a failure? Isn't that what this is? Isn't that the definition of a failure? Do I need to go look at a Shep? It's Merriam-Webster, right?
You are correct, yes.
Failure. This is what Google tells me. Lack of success. Were the Philadelphia 76ers successful against the Celtics yesterday? The answer is no. Were the Philadelphia 76ers successful in winning at least one game when they had a 3-2 series lead against the Celtics? The answer is no. If the Philadelphia 76ers' goal this season was to win a championship, were they successful? The answer is no, which means they failed. We can look at steps to success. The Philadelphia 76ers have been on a pathway to success from the minute that they drafted Joel Embiid. Since they tried to go through this process of failure and Hinkie and everybody saying, we have to suck to get good players. And it looked like the process was working, and then you ran into a guy named Ben Simmons, who's probably known more so for what he wears on the sidelines as opposed to actually playing basketball. Doesn't matter if it's in Philadelphia, doesn't matter if it's in Brooklyn, he does not play. Now they say he might suit up for the national team in Australia to get warmed up. Good for Ben Simmons. That process failed. And they swap him for James Harden. Past his prime, you saw how this guy just didn't give a damn about anything. Failed. Failure is something that the Sixers have been used to. They have lost in the conference semifinals for the third straight year. They have lost in the conference semifinals for the fifth time in six seasons. Failed. The last time they got any further than this, you got to look back at some dude named Allen Iverson. We got to go back to the year 2001. Where, yeah, by the way, nobody expected that team to do anything as they kind of went all the way to the finals. And then they got smashed by a team led by some guy named Shaq and Kobe Bryant. Yeah, the Sixers there, they failed. At least they went far. At least that Sixers team had heart. At least that Sixers team was all about defense. At least that Sixers team was led by one of the toughest basketball players that you will have ever seen with your own two eyes, some guy named Allen Iverson. They had heart. If this Philadelphia 76ers team had half the heart of Allen Iverson, then maybe they wouldn't let Jason Tatum just wear him out. At least maybe they would have shown some type of fire to fight back. Maybe they would have given a damn. Maybe the Sixers wouldn't have just quit yesterday, because in that third quarter, when they were getting blitzed, that's exactly what they did. They quit. And that's the biggest failure of them all. Joel Embiid wins MVP. And then even he, and don't tell me about his knee, man, but even he just kind of said, all right, we're defeated. It's over. They all quit. And I'm sorry. The 76ers on today, what's today? Monday, May 15th. The 76ers are a bunch of failures. Sorry, Giannis. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about some winners tonight too, folks. We're going to talk about Jalen Hurts. Okay, he won the NFC Championship. We're going to talk about Matt Ryan. He won an MVP, not a Super Bowl. He's going to CBS. We're going to talk about I don't know what the hell this guy is. We're going to talk about Ja Morant. We're going to look at the Oakland Athletics, Victor Wembanyama. We're going to talk about the other two teams on the western side of the NBA playoffs. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Sixers choked. I wonder who's going to get blamed for this. I'm going to tell you on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move. Happy Monday night.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, how about this? Hey, right now, the Dallas Stars, they're beating the Kraken. Sounds weird to say. But they're beating them 2-0. About a little less than 4 minutes left to go in the third period. And in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, they're trying to figure out who's going to take that last spot out west. It looks like Dallas is probably going to hold on. You never know what's going to happen. And Dallas would move on to take on the Vegas Golden Knights. It's still so cool to me that this franchise, which is still relatively new, has had so much success early on as a franchise. Reminds me a little bit of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Hopefully for the Knights, they can maintain success and not absolutely hit the toilet for the better part of, I don't know, 10 to 15 years before they're good again. Maybe longer. Anyway, right before we went to break, we talked about a team that's been good, but they can't get over the hump. That happens to be the Philadelphia 76ers. And following that beatdown that the Celtics gave them, 112-88, now I have a simple point to make. We know that somebody always gets blamed when these moments happen. James Harden, people expect just a choke job from him. People will look at Joel Embiid and say, oh, was he tired? Was he hurt? I don't want to say you expect a choke job. I thought the only way that they would win, and this is not the most profound statement, would be if Joel Embiid went out and just played out of his mind. It did not happen. And so it's real simple. As we're here on Monday, and I just checked, Doc Rivers still has a job. And Doc Rivers is the dude that I thought would take most of the blame, and I thought that they would send Doc Rivers packing. Doc Rivers is still under contract, but the way that these NBA coaches get handled, it's just like, oh, well, we lose, can't get rid of the players easily, so let's just can the coach. Let's get rid of the coach in the room. And so Doc Rivers, amongst everything that happened, including this beatdown, he is now 6-10 in Game 7. 6 wins, 10 losses. His teams, it doesn't matter what team it is. Is it the Magic, the Celtics, the Clippers, here with the Sixers? His teams are 6-16. When they have a chance to close out an opponent. Doc Rivers can't shut a door. He's used to a draft. Doc Rivers, yeah, you can always blame the players. You can look at injuries. Man, they just aren't ready. Doc Rivers was asked, you going to be back next year? This is what he said.
Are you planning to be the coach of the team next year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got 2 years left, so.
Given the tenor of what you've seen happen in the last two or three days, where coaches of the year, guys with titles.
Yeah, no one's safe in our business, you know, and I get that.
Yeah, nobody. Ask Nick Nurse, ask Budenholzer, ask Monty Williams. Ain't nobody safe. Players make too much money. Doc Rivers might make, I don't know, approximately, let's say, 8 to 10 a year. And that's cheap. Well, that's not cheap. That's cheaper than paying the players. James Harden, oh, always so effusive. He ain't sound so sound happy, effusive, or thrilled when he was asked about his relationship with Doc Rivers. And just take a listen to this.
When you got here, you said that one of the reasons you wanted to come, if I'm not mistaken, was Doc. How has your relationship been with Doc, and would you like to see him back?
Our relationship is okay.
Okay, maybe just okay is fine.
That's bad, JR.
No, there's nothing wrong with okay can mean good.
JR, he had an opportunity to really help out his coach there, and he just completely threw him under the bus. You disagree with that?
I don't think he threw him under the bus. I think he was just James Harden. I don't think he said anything.
Okay. Wow.
Name me someone James Harden has ever stood up for besides himself.
Well, obviously the Michigan State, you know, shooting survivor, James.
No. Right? I'm not talking about a charitable effort.
Gotcha.
Name someone in the world of basketball, a coach and a player, that James Harden has stood up for besides himself.
Okay. Well, if it's strictly coach, I don't think James Harden has ever met a coach that he was in favor of. If we are talking about individuals, like personnel members, guys who were in the front office, he has certainly sung the praises of Daryl Morey.
Shep.
Yeah.
Find me a player or a coach that he's ever stood up for besides himself. Is there one?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah. The last time I heard James Harden say anything about any of his teammates,
right,
he threw the Brooklyn Nets under the bus.
Sure.
He threw the Houston Rockets under the bus.
Yes, he did.
To expedite his own way on out. And, yeah, so did he throw Doc Rivers under the bus here? Not necessarily in the way that he typically would. He ain't saying nothing.
So take
and
it with a grain of salt.
And that's his M.O. Yeah. To sit there and stand there behind his big old beard and just stare deftly into a camera, to stare deftly into space. Look, James Harden is not interested in anybody but James Harden. And it was a nice thought and a concept for James Harden to join the Sixers, to try and help them out. Joel Embiid called him a great playmaker, said at one point that we needed him to be more aggressive. I'm talking about from when he first arrived on the scene, even dating back to last year. And so here James Harden is, likely on his way out the door to do God knows what. I don't know. Is he going to play in Taiwan, China? Is that that's the latest joke? Send this guy to Taiwan. Send this guy to China. Have him play on the Tigers or whatever the team might be. He's done, folks. He's done. And there's going to be some, maybe a sucker team that decides to pay him. Maybe not a max. I can't see that. It's like the day is coming. A lot of these stars are aging out. Russell Westbrook, he can still contribute, but his days are done. You can look at James Harden aging out. His days are done. Look at Chris Paul, can't finish a season to save his life, and it's no fault of his own. This guy's like 38 years old, almost 39. Days are done. But Doc Rivers is going to get the blame. And who knows, Doc Rivers might stick around as head coach, or he might be fired tomorrow. I'll tell you this much. It's only a matter of time before Doc gets the boot. You want to know why? Because this 76ers team stinks. They have no depth. They're not athletic. Their number two guy is past his prime, and the guy who should be number two is probably too young and not consistent enough in lighting you up, and that's Tyrese Maxey. And so this team, pardon the pun off of Maxey's name, they've maxed out. That's it. I don't know who or what the 76ers can do to move towards being a championship contender, but this was their best shot, and they blew it. And Doc Rivers, one day, it could be tomorrow, it could be a couple of months from now, it could be midway through next season, Doc Rivers will be fired. And the only reason why Doc Rivers probably won't resign is because of what you just heard him say. I got money coming my way. I'm still under contract. I'm not leaving a dime on the table. But Doc Rivers, scapegoat. Scapegoat, scapegoat, scapegoat. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Matthew is here from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matthew?
How's it going, JR?
Terrific. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just want to talk about, you know, James Harden and where he stands. I know people are making jokes, like you said, going to Taiwan and stuff like that. But I'm going to be honest, man. Ever since he got that money, he really did change, you know, after getting that bag with Houston. You know, he was known to be out in the nightlife. There was one time when we lost, I believe, in the second or third round, around 2016. He was at the strip club the next day, you know. So that just shows you where his mindset was at. I mean, you know, he was a great player in Houston. We loved him, but I think he's just lost in the money, man. He knows he's good. That's the way it became now with these athletics. You know, they get all this money, and they don't really care to put their heart and soul and work every day with that mentality to be great, to win championships like they used to. So I think he doesn't care. I mean, yeah. He'd rather go to a team that has three stars, and he just, you know, takes the little jump shot threes, don't have to play defense. And it's sad, man, that's what's happening now, you know. And I think he probably will go to a different team. Who knows? Somebody might sign him. But with that contract he got, who knows, you know.
Yeah.
But I love your show, JR. Take care.
Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate you for calling from Houston. Yeah, we know this. James Harden is living the life. And when he was in Houston in his prime, he was living the life. He was able to burn both ends of the candle. But that time's up now, man. He's older. He's past his prime. Go out at night playing a day. I don't think that lasts forever. And he did play a lot of games. And he put up a lot of minutes. He put up a lot of points. And it's catching up. It has caught up to him. Days are over. Michael's calling from Sacramento. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Michael, you're live.
Hey, what's going on, JR?
I'm good.
Hey,
go ahead, quickly.
Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I'm a big Sixer fan, from Dr. J, from Daryl Dawkins, Moses Malone, all those guys. And to see them going to Boston and play the way they did is sickening. I turned the game on when James Harden got that flagrant, which was a lame call. I mean, being from Sacramento, I mean, you got to step on someone's chest to get something like that. But after that, he turns into John Stockton. I mean, he's like dishing the ball all over the place, man. I had to turn the game off, man. That was horrible, man. And for Doc to be the scapegoat for that, Philly fans are going to see right through that. That's all I want to say, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike, for calling from Sacramento. Yeah, the Philly fans might see through it, but what's the alternative? You got to find new players. I think Doc might stay, or he might go. I think everybody knows it's more so the talent on the team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We already got another coach. He's been given the boot already. That's Monty Williams. And if you want to talk about players, please, why did he get fired? Last time I looked, Chris Paul didn't play, Ayton didn't play, and it was literally a 2-on-5 game. We'll talk about that. We'll get to more of your calls. We'll get into John Morant. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Ooh, yeah, cold as ice is right, man. NBA, being a coach in the NBA, you get paid nice, but it's cold, cold world. They waste no time firing you, putting you outside, telling you that you're not here, go find another job, like they already did to Monty Williams. And so as of right now, Doc Rivers still has a gig. I don't know when. I don't see his tenure with the Sixers ending with just, hey, we're not renewing his contract. At some point, Doc Rivers is going to go. And this lets you know how wild the league is. Monty Williams just had like the greatest sustained success over a four-year period that the Phoenix Suns have ever seen. The man won 50-plus games, 60-plus games. He goes to a finals. He gets a Coach of the Year award. He gets Kevin Durant. He has him and also Booker and Chris Paul, who was already there with Booker when they went to that finals. And they just fired the dude. Matt Ishbia bought the team a couple of months ago, and he fired this guy. The Suns lost. We saw this beatdown on Friday, 125-100. It was a smackdown. It's like Booker ran out of gas, Kevin Durant ran out of gas, and it was not competitive for what everybody knew was going to be a 2-on-5 series. It was amazing enough what Durant and Booker were able to do to even keep them alive. And so they're playing 2-on-5 basketball, and what do? They fire the coach? And it's been reported that Matt Ishbia wanted to fire him or never warmed to him and made the decision to give him the boot from the minute that the season concluded. I guess he thinks he can just go pick anybody else up off the street, man. Monty Williams is free. It's been said that the Raptors and the Bucks that they both want him, which would be nice. Because, I mean, why work for a guy who just wants to show you the door and it's not even really your fault? Maybe Durant and Booker don't like him. Maybe they feel that they're going to be stuck with DeAndre Ayton. So it's nutty. Monty Williams, after the loss, man, he was asked what the Suns have to do differently just in the future. It's a shame he won't be a part of it. Take a listen.
It's too hard to talk about that stuff right now. It's an emotional, tough loss. It's hard for me to even see past today. You know, I want to go in there and talk to the coaches and, you know, we will reevaluate as we go forward. But you're right. This is 2 years in a row where we've lost in elimination games like this, and it's just a bad feeling.
Yep, not necessary now, is it? He got free time on his hands. He can sit around doing interviews. He can look at his next job. He can look at the phone and wait for it to ring. Oh, Milwaukee Bucks are calling me. Let me talk to Giannis about a failure. He can pick up the phone and just wait for the Raptors to call him. Oh, Raptors are calling me. Oh, they don't have Kawhi. Why do I want to go here? He can sit around and weigh his options. Good for Monty Williams. Maybe he can work for some place that will actually respect him in the job that he does. Kevin Durant, he was asked what needs to be done. He was like, hey, Kevin, y'all got enough to win anything? This is what Durant said in response.
Katie, you know what winning championships is about. Do you think this franchise needs significant change to have a real chance?
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, obviously, you always want to make tweaks regardless. Whoever won the championship this year, I'm sure they're going to try to add to their team, too. So I feel like every year, it's the GMs, coaches, players' job is to get better and find ways to adapt and become a better team. So I'm sure we'll make adjustments.
Oh, yeah, they did. They fired the coach. who he wasn't the reason that they lost, but they fired him. What happens into the future, I don't know. This NBA offseason is going to be nuts. What else is new? Every NBA offseason is ridiculous. James Harden, where does he go? You think about the coaching moves. Where does Nick Nurse go? Ime Udoka's in Houston. We'll talk about Wembanyama. It's crazy. Westbrook, does he stay with the Clippers? And does Chris Paul get traded? It's going to be another interesting and wild offseason. 855-212-4CBS. Andre is calling from Las Vegas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Andre.
Hey, what's up, JR, man? How you doing, brother? I wanted to tell you, man, I'm out here in Denver right now, JR, and I can just feel the vibe in the air, man. And I really think that Denver and that boy Joker is I think they're going to do something, man. I love LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I'm a diehard Spurs fan, but I'm a all-around basketball fan. But I think Denver, man, they've been number one all this time, man. And I think they're going to bring something to the table, man. And I would love to see different atmosphere as far as basketball finals. So Denver, I think, can do it, JR. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I appreciate your call, man.
I think they can do it.
Right.
I think more importantly, do you think they will do it? Who do you think will win?
I think that, you know what, you're going to laugh at me, JR. I call the Joker the White Shaq. And he damn sure can't jump, man, but he do all kind of other stuff. And you got to look out for Murray. So that's like a 1-2 punch. But I'm a push for him, man. No, you know what I mean? No disrespect to the Lakers out there, Lakers fans. Like I said, I'm a Spurs fan, West Coast, you know what I'm saying? But I believe Denver can do it, man. I'm going to go to Vegas and when I get home and put some money down. I hope I don't lose. You take care, JR. Appreciate you, man. Shep, take care, my brother. I appreciate you, Shep.
Well, thank you, Andre.
All right, my brother.
Likewise, later. Andre.
Appreciate you. There you go. There you go, Shep. I was like, where's Shep at?
I didn't know if he wanted a response or not, so I wanted to kind of do my due diligence and just be respectful and not throw someone under the bus the way Harden threw Doc Rivers under the bus. And kind of the way KD threw Monty Williams under the bus.
What are you talking about? I just asked you if you were going to say, if you were going to respond to the guy. You're talking about people under buses again.
Sorry.
Like, what are we talking about?
You know
buses?
What I don't understand, JR?
What?
Is that KD has ties with Monty Williams, as does
Chris
Paul.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to know if I was like, where's Shep? I wanted him to say hi to the guy who acknowledged you.
Andre in Vegas, I apologize. I'm really just... Okay, sorry. Yep, getting ahead of myself. Andre,
no, I'm just like, what are we doing here?
But JR, just very, very, very quickly, it does seem like NBA players, they have no loyalty to guys that coach them in their early days, and it is a shame. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's every man for himself. It sounds like the world. Sounds like every other place, every other situation sounds like the world. Hey, a coach has to go. They're going to get rid of him. And they ain't nobody going to bat an eye. Doesn't matter who it is. And it's only a select few dudes who can really, you know, influence coaching changes or influence some of the movement in the league. It's a handful. It's not everybody. And we know who some of the top guys are who influence these changes. And they make enough money that they have enough influence that everybody just has to fall in line. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of falling in line, oh, my God. What the hell is going on with John Morant? Like, he got issues. We're going to talk about it on the other side. I'm going to get to your calls, too. I still can't believe you called him the White Shaq. What is that about? We're here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.